Hello.
Oh, hi, sir. This is Sean Miller from Telstra. I'm a technical engineer. How are you doing, sir?
Why are you calling me?
Well, actually, right now, our engineers are working in your local exchange near Bundanun. That is the reason I call you. So could you please
tell me? I see. Is it because I've had no internet on and off for a past week?
What kind of problem are you
facing? I've had no internet on and off for the past week. No landline. It just disappears.
Yeah, that is the reason we have started working, ma'am. Actually, nowadays...
they've been working on the corner of Greasons Road one day, then they disappeared, and things got no better.
Yes, ma'am. Actually, not only you in your locality, more than 300 customers, they've also become a victim of the same problem. All right. So we are calling each and every one, and we are working one by one every customer lines, ma'am. All right. Today we are working in your lines. That is the reason I called you.
My line. It's the ancient copper line that is being used to provide the service. It's no good.
By the way, when was the last time you used this internet lines, ma'am? Last time?
I was able to use it yesterday. I had been trying to get documents to my financial planner since last Thursday and had no internet in that whole time. Yesterday, got the internet back. I don't know if I still have it this morning. And downloaded half a week's worth of emails and was able to send the document to my financial planner that he's been waiting on since last Thursday.
Oh, okay. And today morning, you tried to use the
internet, yes.
And how was it working? It seems to be all right. Are you facing any difference?
Yesterday morning, it was working.
And
I had my landline. I mean, when it goes, it's not just the internet. I have no landline. I have a landline phone.
Yes, I know. And it's also connected with the
cell phone.
Okay, and your landline and your modem is also connected with the same, right?
Yeah. It's all on the one system. You guys sent me a new modem not that long ago because you said it probably was a modem problem, but it's not a modem. Bundanun is not good. We've had problems for years with trying to keep steady internet. It's not just download, but uploading. I have times when I cannot upload documents. It just won't go.
Oh, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience, ma'am. Let me make a report, ma'am. You can do one thing. Do you know how to check the speed of your internet?
How do I check that?
You can do one thing. Is your computer on right now?
It would be, yes.
You don't know how to check the speed, what are the speed, download and upload speed you are getting?
Not particularly, no. Not since this new modem went in. It used to be easy for me to look at it and it would tell me what was going on. It doesn't at all. So I now have an iMac.
Okay. You're using an Apple Mac computer?
See these things, but you want to talk me through it so I can tell you? Oh, it's very slow. It's incredibly slow.
Okay, in which device you use your internet? You're using internet in your Windows computer or Apple Mac computer?
It's an Apple Mac iMac, but I am using Windows on it.
Oh, okay, all right. You can do one thing in your Windows one, ma'am. Open your Google, please. Open your Google.
Okay, Windows is open.
And open the Google, ma'am. Google.
Open Google.
Yeah.
Yep.
And type in the Google, Telstra speed test.
Okay, just a minute. Speed test, yes?
Speed test, right.
I've opened, it's up there, so...
Well, what are the first option have you got?
It just says go.
So yes, right. You click on go. When you click on go, you will get three options on it. Ping, download, and upload. Yep. You need to let me know what are the ping, download, and upload speed you are getting right now.
Yes. Is 51 is the download, and upload hasn't finished yet.
Okay. Mbps,
yep.
Ma'am, it is running in Mbps. Okay.
Yes, 18.7 upload speed. Is this why I can't send documents?
Yes, hold on, let me check, ma'am, hold on.
I don't do gaming, and I keep my files small, I have to.
Okay. By the way, ma'am, total how many devices are connected with this internet, ma'am?
Well, there's my laptop. If my kids are down here and they're working remotely, they connect to the modem as well. They're not here all the time. And my mobile phone and an iPad, that's it. But they're not all used at the same time.
iPad, mobile phone, and your laptop. And what make is your laptop, ma'am?
iMac. It's not a laptop. It's an iMac.
iMac. And right now you have checked the speed into your iMac or into your Windows computer?
It's the iMac, yeah. It's on Windows, and this is what it's telling me. I have 51 Mbps download and 18.7 upload.
Okay, all right. And, the iMac which you have got, that is an Apple iMac or that is a HP Apple?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as per my reports, I can see in my system, ma'am, that the download and the upload speed which you are supposed to get, that is 90 megabytes per second. But right now, ma'am, the download you are getting, that is 51 Mbps and the upload is less than 20 Mbps.
Yes, it is. That's correct.
I think, ma'am, some of the major services of your router are not working. I need to check the status of your internet. How could this be possible? You can do one thing. You can close it and come back to your home screen. Come to your home screen, please.
Close all applications?
Yeah, close the all apps and come to your normal home screen where you can see your regular icons. And let me ask you, ma'am, apart from this computer, you don't have any Windows operating system?
Sorry, Windows, yes. I have, when you say Windows, that's my internet. Yes, I have Windows. A Microsoft Outlook, and yes, I have Microsoft Word.
No. Like, Windows operating system means, ma'am, you have a computer that makes Lenovo, HP, Dell, Toshiba. You don't have this?
No.
You only have the Apple Mac computer.
I have an Apple Mac computer. The others have all been decommissioned a while ago. I just use this one. There's no internet connection for anything else.
Okay, no problem. You can do one thing, ma'am. Have a look on your computer screen. At the extreme right-hand side top corner, can you see date and time?
Yep.
Yeah, beside the date and time, you will see there is a magnifying glass, right?
Yep.
Click on the magnifying glass, and when you click on it, you will get a spotlight search.
Yes.
Click on, you need to type in the spotlight search, terminal, T-E-R-M-I-N-A-L, terminal. And then press enter, you will get a white screen where you can see your last login details.
Alright, so I hit enter.
Yeah, hit enter. You will get a white screen. Over there,
yes.
you will get last
login. Last login
Tuesday,
February 21st on console.
Okay. Actually, ma'am, this terminal box is the brain of your internet system, and by the help of this, you can check the status of your internet. You can do one thing. Inside the white window, you can type in there net, N-E-T, net.
Yep.
Then S for sugar.
Yep.
T for tango.
Yep.
A for alpha.
Mm-hmm.
And T for tango again.
Right.
It would be NetStat. Yeah. Do you have any idea about NetStat? What is NetStat?
Oh, I don't know what NetStat is.
Okay, I can tell you. NetStat is the short form of networking status, and it will be show you the status and the performance of your internet, then what are the other thing going on over your system. Now, from your keyboard, press enter and let me know what come up.
A bunch of stuff.
Can you see active internet connections?
I'm trying to go to the top. Am I to go to the top?
Yeah, go to the top, ma'am. You will see active internet connections.
Connections, proto, RECV-Q, send Q, local address, foreign address.
Yes. Let me ask you about local active internet connections. Active internet connections means, ma'am, that these people are successfully active now. These people are successfully accessing your internet now. And below the active internet connection, you will get some columns like proto, local address, foreign address, and state. Have a look on the second column, which is local address. And just below the local address, can you see there is a number below the local address? First one.
Do you want me to read it out?
No, don't tell me. I'm talking about the first local address.
See that?
Yeah, first local address is your local IP address. And it is my humble request to you, ma'am, please do not share your local IP address to anyone or over the telephone. Because
I had one, so I wouldn't be sharing it.
Yeah, because you know what, ma'am, if any person gets your local IP address, they can easily get the access of your internet. And just right next to it, you will see foreign address, right?
Yes.
And below the foreign address, you will see different type of numbers, some alphanumeric number. These are the foreign IP addresses which are found into your internet line, ma'am. And I can see in my system some of the people from Russia and Asia. They are accessing your internet line from the different location, your IP address. And just right next to the foreign address, you will see the state column, right?
Yes.
And below the state, ma'am, what do you see? Tell me so that I can make a report of it.
What is it? It just says established and then time wait.
Total how many established, ma'am? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I think.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 means, ma'am, 10 devices are found into your active lines, ma'am. Actually, the foreign people who says established, it means, ma'am, these foreign people are successfully established into your networking system. These foreign people have got the access of your internet line. And you know what, ma'am, what they are trying to do? Through the internet, they are trying to get inside in your computer. And whatever the online activities you do over the internet, I do believe that you do emails, ma'am, over the internet.
Pardon me?
You do emails, ma'am, over the internet.
Yeah, I send emails all the time.
And apart from emails, ma'am, basically, what do you do over the internet?
Nothing else.
Like, do you do Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram? I do searches. I'm writing an article or something, and I'm researching. I do searches, that's it.
You do research, okay. And apart from
I do bank transfers. I do bank transfers.
Oh, and apart from that, do you do any kind of your official work, or sometime you do online shopping as well?
Usually I do that on my phone, not on my computer.
Okay, so it is my humble request to you, ma'am, until and unless the problem gets fixed up, please do not try to do any online activities like email, shopping, banking and all, because this is a very confidential thing. Right now, whatever the things you are doing or whatever the information you are putting over the internet, all of your personal data and personal information are leaking on the internet. So it is my humble request to you, ma'am, until and unless we fix up all the problem or we replace your router, don't try to do any kind of your official work or any confidential thing over the internet, okay?
Yep.
So, and this is why, ma'am, your internet is not working sometime, just because all the speed and the services are getting divided with all those people who was active in your lines, madam. All of the services are getting divided, so we need to block all the foreign IP address from your lines first, so that in future you're not going to face this kind of problems anymore, okay?
Okay.
You can do one thing, ma'am. You can close this terminal box. Close it.
Yep.
And you have a Safari browser, ma'am? Safari?
What do you mean Safari? Yes, I think I do. Yes, over there, yep.
Open your Safari browser, please. Open it.
Yep.
And when you open it, at the very top, can you see search the address, web address?
Yeah, there's a box up at the top.
Yes, you can click on it and type in there www.
Say that again, www, yep.
Yeah, dot.
Yep.
A for alpha.
Yep.
Then N for November.
Yep.
Y for Yankee.
Yep.
D for Delta.
Yep.
E for England.
Yep.
S for Sugar.
Yep.
K for Kilo.
Mm-hmm.
Then .com.
Right.
And then press enter and let me know what come up on your screen.
That says support now, any desk.
Yes, right. Okay. Below that, can you see in red color box says download now?
Yes.
Click on download now, and when you click on it, what come up on your screen, let me know.
Windows, do you want to allow downloads on anydesk.com, allow or cancel?
Yeah, allow. It is asking you for your permission. You can click on allow, and when you click on allow, what do you see after that?
Nothing's happening. There's just Windows, iMac, Android, iOS, FreeBSD, BSD, Raspberry PL, Chrome OS.
You can do one thing. Have a look on your right-hand side top corner. Can you see there is a little arrow which is pointing downward?
Yeah.
Click on it, and after clicking on it, what are the options come up?
It's just languages. English, US, or...
No, right-hand side top, you will see there is a little arrow which is pointing downward.
That's what I clicked, and all that comes up is languages.
Oh, languages. No, above to that, ma'am. Above to that, you will see there is a little arrow on the extreme right-hand side top, ma'am.
Right-hand side.
Yes, no. Simply have a look on your screen at the extreme right-hand side top. You will see there is a little arrow pointing downward.
There isn't a little arrow. The only arrow that I've seen is the one I've told you about.
Okay, no problem. Have a look at the very middle. Can you see there is an option for Windows, Mac OS, Android, iOS?
It's Windows and Mac OS.
Mac OS. Yeah, because you're using Mac OS. Now, below that, try to scroll it down. Below that, can you see in red color box says download now?
It says download again. It didn't come up. So it says download again.
It is showing you in red color?
Yeah, it's a red box.
Yeah, click on download again. Try to click on it.
All right, so I've got something that's just gone into the downloads box.
Yes,
on
right.
The right-hand screen.
Right. Click on the download file. Click on it.
Yeah.
And when you click on it, you'll get an option. Can you see there's an option? Yes, right. Click on it and open it.
Yeah.
And when you open it, ma'am, what do you see after that?
Another Windows come up with any desk pointing towards applications folder.
You mean you can see two folders, any desk and applications?
Any desk one, it's got an arrow pointing to applications folder.
Yeah, you can press the any desk and hold it down and move it to the applications. Press it and hold it down, then move it to the apps.
Yep.
Got it.
I like that. It's in there,
right? Now you can click on the applications, ma'am.
Yep.
And after that, what do you see? Can you see there is an application for any desk? Sorry?
Desk is in that box.
In the applications box, ma'am, you will see there is a red color any desk.
Yes.
Try to open it.
Well, It says any desk is an application download from the internet. Do you want to open it, cancel?
Open it, ma'am. Click on open.
Yep.
And when you open it, what do you see after that?
It says, would you like to install any desk service?
Yeah, click on install. By the way, ma'am, if you don't mind, can I ask you how old is your computer? Is this one which you are using?
Probably 5 years old. I had it upgraded last year.
5 years. Okay, no problem. You can try to install, ma'am, and check whether it is installing or not.
It tells me any desk is trying to install. I have to put in my password.
Password, your Apple ID and password for the authentication.
Apple ID. Alright, I'm going to have to go and get something. I don't know that.
Your password. Okay. Put your password in, ma'am. Your normal password. Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I've got someone who's come to the door who I've been expecting. So I can't continue with this right now. This is a problem. I've got this. Mm-hmm. Right? I didn't like that. Is there a way I can call you back later?
At what time you will be free, ma'am? Sorry?
It will be in about 1 hour.
Okay, all right. Are you able to give me 2 to 3 minutes more right now so that I can start?
No, I'm not. Paying for this person. She's standing here and doing nothing.
Okay, all right. Give me only 2 to 3 minutes so that I can start the services first. Then after, I will give you a call back after an hour. Give me 2 to 3 minutes, okay?
I'm sorry. I really cannot. This person is from the hospital, and she's not going to be, I can't keep her waiting.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm so sorry for that. You can do one thing. Could you please confirm your mobile number, ma'am? Your mobile number?
0417-253-387.
0417-253-387, right. I can see here.
It's
okay, no problem. You can do one thing, ma'am. You can leave your computer as it is because I'm checking the security from my side. And shall I call you back after half an hour?
No, it'll be an hour. This assessment takes an hour.
An hour, okay, no problem. So then you can give your time to her. So and wait for my call. I will call you back after an hour, okay?
Yeah.
All right, and you can do remember my name, Sean Miller, all right?
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye. Take care.